Jaspi becomes 2026 first unicorn. Infosys to hire 20,000 graduates in FY27. Accenture's new Bengaluru Physical AI Security Lab is coming up. SaaS major Zoho is scaling operations in Kumbakonam with a 2,000-seat office, and the company also launched AI-native Zoho ERP for Indian businesses.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get a podcast. Alright, let's start with the biggest funding headline of the day. We are talking about fintech payment infra company Jaspi, who's just entered the Unicorn Club and becomes, in fact, 2026 first startup to hit that milestone. The payment company has raised about $50 million from Westbridge Capital in a Series D follow-on round. Jaspi says the fresh capital will be used to expand internationally and to deepen investments in its tech stack. Now, the company is looking at Asia-Pacific market, the Middle East, Latin America, Europe and UK, as well as North America to expand their operations. That is quite a wide geography spread there. Now, this comes, remember, just months after Jaspi, in fact, raised about $60 million in its main Series D round, which was led by Kedara Capital. So, together, these rounds show that investor appetite for fintech infra is definitely coming back, especially for companies that have scale and predictable business models. All right, moving on today's Davos stories, we have very interesting IT headlines for you. Now to hiring. Infosys will hire about 20,000 college graduates in FY27. This was again in an interview with the company CEO Salil Parekh at the World Economic Forum. Now he said the company has already recruited about 18,000 freshers in the first three quarters of FY26 and is on track to onboard about 20,000 by the end of the financial year. Now, what stands out is that Infosys has announced its FY27 hiring number in January itself. So instead of waiting for the start of the new financial year, which shows clearer visibility on demand, Parekh said the AI is changing the nature of work rather than reducing the need for people. So Infosys expects growth in software development, customer service, and modernizing legacy applications using AI agents. He also, in fact, in the interview pointed out that the company is strengthening its AI talent pipeline. So recently, Infosys raised fresher salaries up to rupees 21 lakhs for specialized tech roles to attract high-end digital and AI talent. Now, in the IT services industry, campus hiring is often the first lever that gets pulled back when demand weakens. So maintaining a steady fresher intake is definitely a key signal of confidence in the business environment. Now to cybersecurity and robotics. Accenture is setting up a new physical AI security lab in Bengaluru. In fact, in an interaction with Money Control at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Paulo Dalcin, a global lead for cybersecurity at Accenture, told that the lab will be housed inside Accenture's Cyber Fusion Center in Bengaluru. This already hosts specialized labs for security, AI, and quantum security as well. Now, Dalcin said physical AI creates a new category of cyber risk because these systems interact with the real world, not just with data and networks. A breach here can affect physical operations, not just digital systems. Again, he also flagged growing concerns among enterprises around prompt injection attacks and data leakage as well, especially as companies push large language models into production faster than their security frameworks evolve. Now, Accenture expects companies to build additional security layers over LLMs, whether they are open source or commercial, to improve trust and reduce risks. Now, for context, remember, Accenture's cybersecurity business is worth about $10 billion and employs around 30,000 security professionals globally. Of these, about 13,000 are based here in India, underlining Bengaluru's importance as a core hub for cyber and AI security work. All right. Now to Zoho, and this one comes straight from the ground. In fact, I am in Kumbakonam today, where Zoho announced it will expand its operations and open a larger office later in 2026. For the uninitiated, Kumbakonam is a rural town in Thanjavur district of Tamil Nadu. So the proposed campus will have the capacity to accommodate up to 2,000 employees. Now, Zoho has been present in Kumbakonam since 2020 and has steadily grown its workforce by hiring locally. Now, this expansion is also, remember, linked to the scaling and global rollout of its newly launched Zoho ERP platform, which is Enterprise Resource Planning Platform. On the same day, Zoho founder and chief scientist Sridhar Vembu told Money Control in an interview that the company will announce its next expansion in North, which is Uttar Pradesh, this year as part of its hub and spoke model. He also said that when a company is dealing with something as disruptive as AI, it helps to avoid running too many parallel initiatives. In fact, the company was taking a break from all the expansion last year to analyze what's happening in AI. So this year, he says, we will see more of that announcements coming in. So Zoho believes it is in a stronger position now to both adapt to AI and accelerate growth as well. Like we spoke before, Zoho officially has launched Zoho ERP. Now, this is AI native, made in India platform, and it's also positioned as a homegrown alternative to global ERP systems like SAP, Oracle, Tally, and Microsoft for Indian businesses. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Thanks a lot, listeners. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.